The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep hiking, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Heard of that. If you're in the NFC, man, you're hoping this thing gets, it implodes and they get him traded. Every NFC coach you talk to go, what's going on with the Aaron situation? Man, I hope that thing blows up. If you're in the NFC, you're sitting there going, man, I really hope they can put it together. So just be careful who you talk to. I know he still wants out, without a doubt. Absolutely. Still wants out.
Jay Glazer on the Pat McAfee show saying, yep, Aaron Rodgers still wants out. Now, I consider you, Mark Schlereth, my preeminent Aaron Rodgers source.
Right, you should.
But I would put Jay Glazer up there very highly as well. I mean, when you consider, think of the connected NFL people out there.
Oh, there's nobody.
Where would you put Glazer?
There's nobody any more connected than Glazer. I mean, he's right up there with Schefter. He has got great relationship. Now, he's not breaking as much news because that's what Schefter does. Jay's a little bit more of a personality, you know. But Jay is great, and he is super connected. Super connected.
So, for those of us who are still pining for Aaron Rodgers, this is a good update.
No, it's a great update. You know, I mean, again, at what point do you put the... And listen, dude, this pot, let me introduce you to Kettle. At what point do you put the petty gloves down, you know, and actually go to work, right? Go to work and trying to make it. Because it certainly, to me, it just feels like, you know, now we know you don't want to be here, but now we're going to be petty about it, and we're not going to let you go anywhere. Because we're going to punish you.
Or just going to use the next month just to try to build a public smear campaign against you.
Right. As opposed to just let's go to work. You know, we made our bed. And they made the bed, then they don't want to lay in it. Right?
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of smear campaigns. No, not yet. No.
Oh, good.
I think that'd just be too easy.
That is.
You blew it! I just feel like it needs to be a little bit more special today.
We took the easy layup yesterday.
Yeah,
that's exactly
just the layup. Exactly. Next on the Morning Bro.
Well, I think there's enough work to be had for everybody if everybody proves they're worthy. You know, I think you have to throw Mike Boone in that when you talk about that position too. All three of them just need to come back. We'll carve a role for them. You know, obviously Melvin is an established back in this league, played good for us last year, and we like him. We obviously like Williams too, and we like Boone.
Vic Fangio talking about his running backs. Conspicuously absent on that list was Royce Freeman, although Freeman was out there yesterday running with the ones at times. In fact, down by goal line, caught a pass from Drew Lock at the one. Could have been one of those where, you know, easily bowls his way or rolls his way into the end zone or gets tackled at the one.
Right.
Boy, remember when Royce Freeman was drafted? Boy, we thought the Broncos had themselves a real find. Had a terrific career at Oregon, really productive back. Got him in, what, the third round? When I think a lot of times he was projected as like, you know, maybe a fourth round pick. They got him in the third round. Well, not fourth round, maybe a second round pick. They got him in the third round. It was just considered at the time a really good value pick.
Right.
Nobody was really down on the pick, and yet it never really materialized, did it? Now he looks like, is there a spot for him?
Any back from Oregon ever been, I'm just drawing a blank. Is there any back from Oregon that has just been like a lights out performer in the NFL? Who's the best Oregon back ever?
Yeah, LeGarrette Blount. That's good. A good call.
Yeah,
good call,
LeGarrette Blount in was our really ear. Good. Yeah. Way to go, Benny. Mr. Hanna. That's one in the check column for you, Benny Hanna.
Jonathan Stewart.
Yeah, he was decent.
Decent, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right. Not a big list. Reuben Drones old friend Ruben Drones.
Oh, Ruben Drones. He had 1,000 yards with Mike Shanahan here. Yeah. 1,000, 1,200, something
like
that.
There you go.
All right, all right.
Not bad, but no, yeah, certainly you would not call it running back you. And Royce Freeman definitely in a battle for a job this upcoming camp. Next on The Morning Brew. Our own Adrian Dater from ColoradoHockeyNow.com. First to report the news that Jared Bednar will return.
Good.
You are happy with that?
Absolutely. Another year to talk about, or at least another few games anyhow. It just depends on how they start. You know how hockey is. They'll fire a coach without even thinking about it. But, you know, I hope he grooms up a little bit. I thought his hair was a little disheveled during the playoffs, so that distracted me a little bit from his suits. So I hope that happens.
Yeah, he needs to cut the hair this summer.
Yeah. Come on now. We need to get cleaned up. Hey, act like you've been there before. So, but I think that's it. I think, you know what that is? That's an admission that he's done a good job. It's also an admission that if we're going to be a serious Stanley Cup contender, we've got to change. I'm not wholesale changes, but we have to kind of change some of the makeup of the way we're constructed. We've got to change the roster to a degree. We got to get a little bit bigger, a little bit more physical on the defensive side of the ice. So I think that's fair.
Yeah, for all the knock against Bednar, well, you got to make adjustments. He did make adjustments over the final two games of the series.
Right.
They played better in the final two games of the series.
Yeah, he was right with this. Putting Saad on the number one line made a difference.
They made some changes, and they still fell short. So what I get from this is Joe Sakic acknowledging that, hey, a large part of this is on me.
Right.
That this was not an impervious team that was poorly coached. It was a team that was, in some places, not put together the right way. Right. And that's as much on me. I'm not going to blame it all on Bednar. But you're all right. I mean, he'll be on the hot seat to start the season, but I also have no doubt that the Avalanche will Avalanche are going to be fine during the regular season.
Well, I don't know that it'll be on the hot seat. They'll win a bunch of games, and, you know, come playoff time, you're either going to have to win a Stanley Cup, go deep in the playoffs, or you know, then you're, again, I think there's some things that need to be changed roster-wise.
Yes. But the Avalanche are now in that place where I assume they'll have a good regular season. There's no doubt in my mind they'll have a good regular season. But let's face it, no matter what they do in the regular season, the response to whatever they're doing will always be, yeah, well, show it in the playoffs. Prove it in the playoffs. I'll pay attention once the playoffs come along, because that's all that matters with this team now. I know they're good in the regular season. Can you get past the second round? That's all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
See you next April. Next on The Morning Brew.
Base hit up the middle. This will win it. Still turns it home. And the Rockies look off the Padres and they sweep them. They wanted a match with Blackman and Chuck made a pay.
Charlie Blackman coming through in the clutch. Rockies sweep the Padres. I mean, just 3 days before they looked incompetent, inept, irrelevant, whatever in word you want to use, in getting swept by the Reds. And then they just come home and take on a Padres team that has been scuffling a bit, but still, this is a formidable team, and they just beat them three straight.
I got a word for you. Mercurial.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, you want to talk about Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
My goodness gracious. Like, you get on a plane and instantly, like, you just instantly, well, your knees are knocking, you get on the plane, we're out of Coors Field. Ooh. Like a ghost. Every time you go into a opposing stadium, boo. Right? Like, ah! My goodness gracious.
I wasn't for those meddling kids!
Yes.
Rockies only 10.5 games out of the second wild card spot.
Really?
Really.
Could they move all their games to home? All of them. Every one of them. Hey, guys, come see beautiful Colorado. It's making like a, almost like a tourism video. And get everybody to come here and play them. Then you'd have something, Mike.
Then you'd have something. Rockies continue their homestand with the Milwaukee Brewers, who just got swept by those same Reds. Coming into Coors Field. Four-game series? Take three out of four?
There we go.
Do we start talking about him a little bit? That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. James Merrillat, what's grinding his gears? We'll find out. He'll join us coming up next.